But Jade, you reckon you're going to win yourself a motorbike?
Yes,
this is a story I have to hear.
So we just finished our kitchen renovations and we thought we'd go out and buy ourselves. Thank you. We thought we'd go out and buy ourselves a new toaster. And so we're actually at David Jones and we're having a look all through there.
Yeah.
Because they've got like all the ranges, you know.
David Jones, aren't you fancy?
Oh, well, no, they just have everything. Yeah, and we went there to specifically look at a microwave.
Yep.
And so, anyway, we're there. We're looking at the toasters. Is it the DeLonghi?
Oh, yeah, DeLonghi.
DeLonghi,
yeah.
That's good brand. High-end brand. Anyway, so we're there and we're looking at the toasters and Ben falls in love with this one particular one, this DeLonghi.
Falls in love.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, that looks amazing. It's got the four bits of toast where you can press down because we've only ever had the two bits of bread.
How much toast do you eat?
Oh, a fair bit.
Like, you ever going, like, you ever putting down two bits and going, oh, I wish we had two more right now.
Yeah.
Really?
100%. Because Ben and I don't know, like, we eat, like, scrambled eggs and do the breakfast for dinner.
Okay. That actually starts to make a lot more sense.
And so there's nothing worse when you've cooked two bits of bread and your bacon and your eggs are just sitting on the counter waiting for the next two pieces to cook.
Couldn't you have one each and then put two more on?
It's not the same.
Okay.
You got to get your meal all in one go. So, anyway, Ben fell in love with this one toaster. And I was like, oh, I wasn't too fazed. But then I was like, you know what? Let's get that one. Because if you buy this toaster, you go on the running to win this Vespa. I said, you get your toaster, I get my Vespa. So I'm there and I was sort of reading I did a brief scan, so I ripped off about four or five bits of paper thinking I needed the entry forms. Like on
how many, because isn't it one entry per toaster?
Yeah, so I discovered that once I read the terms and conditions. So I was trying to, you know, get more entries, being greedy, as Maddie would say.
Yep.
And that backfired. But I've gone online and I'm trying to read all the terms and conditions, do everything correctly. Like, you've got to make sure you fill out your name and you register on the DeLonghi website and all this
stuff. Yeah, of course.
And then I'm thinking, has it gone through? Have I done it right? So then I'm reading the form and I've gotten the promotions email for DeLonghi.
Yeah.
Female.
Jade. This is classic Jade. So, I want to speak to the manager.
Yes. So I wanted to really make sure that they'd 100% I've got an error. So this is what I've written to them. So promotion.au@delonghigroup.com. Yep. Good morning. I was hoping you'll be able to confirm that I've registered correctly to be in the running to win the beautiful orange Vespa. I bought the Rome Orange Icona Capitals 4-slice toaster. And in brackets I put orange is my favourite colour. Hoping that I'm going to get brownie points.
Preferential treatment.
The Vespa.
Probably just a draw.
Yeah, and then I have attached my receipt in case you need it and I thank you in advance for your help. But they haven't gotten back to me.
Yeah, that's because they've gone, who's this stooge? That's just everyone's in the draw. You're not getting any. You've probably been taken out of the draw for trying to bribe them.
Surely
with your
not.
Preferential treatment idea.
Well, they could at least say, yeah, you've done it all right. So now I'm just in limbo, wondering if I have or I haven't done it properly.
When did you email them?
On Saturday.
Oh, they wouldn't have checked it yet. Think about it, Jade. Promotions manager, that's a Monday to Friday job, 100%.
Mm.
You're not opening an email. And Monday, you're not probably even looking at it. I reckon you get a response by midweek.
Okay.
Let's move this forward a little bit.
Yeah.
If you win a Vespa, are you riding around on a Vespa?
Yeah.
Really?
But Ben said he's not sure if he likes the idea because he reckons I might die.
He reckons. He's not sure. Hang on. What about the bit where he's not sure if he likes it?
No. He's just like, Jade, I reckon you might die if you win that Vespa. And he's like, I'm not sure how I feel about it. They were his exact words.
Well, you do love an Italian vehicle, don't you?
Oh, I do. I drive an Alfa Romeo. I want the Vespa to go with it. It just excites me. I just said, like, imagine saving on fuel.
Well, imagine you cruising around on the orange Vespa. You're almost more visible than when you wear your high visibility vest on your bicycle. Almost.
That's true. So, I don't know.
Fingers crossed. You know what? as far as competitions go, I would say that's a better one to enter. I reckon not many people will enter that.
Well, now that I've spoken about it on radio, there might Jane, be more people.
No.
Yeah.
Very few people are buying a bright orange toaster. That's why they have to have a competition to sell more. And even less of that will be bothered to go through the whole rigmarole of entering.
Well, look, I'll tell you now.
You've got a good chance.
If you are thinking of doing this, don't, because it took a long, long, long
time.
It was really hard.
Name and date of birth?
Yes. I even had to email them to confirm that it has gone through.
Yeah. Here we go. Right.
Don't do it. Let me win.
I reckon you got a good chance. Is it one Vespa up for grabs or is it five or something?
Oh, to be honest,
I don't know.
There's three Vespas. I actually went and downloaded the terms and conditions.
You've got three toasters now, do you?
No. But I may have done it like five times because apparently the product registers TNA.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. It was very confusing.
Fingers
In
crossed.
All honesty, it was confusing.
Yeah. Well, I hope you win. I'd love to see you cruising.
I'll take you
thing.
For a ride on it.
Oh, that'd be very scary. Going in a car with you is bad enough.